Okay, I've got a question here from Brother Noah. It's regarding praying in Jummah and trying to read the Fatiha. He says sometimes the Imam gives us a certain time after he's read Fatiha, but this time is not long enough, so I start reciting, he starts reading some surah from the Quran. What do I do? Carry on reciting, reading over him? What's the solution here?
According to the more right opinion, which is the opinion of the vast majority of the jurists, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha in the Salah, whether in the singular or in the congregational Salah, in every single rak'ah is a must. The Prophet ﷺ said, whichever Salah that the person will pray without reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, it is khidaj, it is incomplete, it's not sufficient. And he also said in another hadith, لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بأم الكتاب. One who does not recite the mother of the book, which is Surah Al-Fatiha, in his prayer is لا صلاة. He nullified the entire salah, meaning it's invalid. This is the opinion of the vast majority of the fuqaha. That indicates it is a must for every person to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, whether you are praying singular, munfarid, or in jama'ah, whether you are the imam or the follower. Of course, Imam Hanifa, may Allah have mercy on him, said that relying on a hadith, it is proven to be a weak hadith. That man kana lahu imam, faqira'atu al-imami lahu qira'ah, which means if you have an imam, then the recitation of the imam concerning Surah Al-Fatiha would suffice you. The more right opinion that if even if you have an imam and you are a follower and you pray in jama'ah, everyone must recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Now the question is, you adopted this opinion and you want to recite Surah Al-Fatiha, but the imam started reciting the other surah. Continue reciting Surah Al-Fatiha even though the imam is reciting the surah. And there is no reference for those who say, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ in the salah. This is not in the salah. So that means you may continue reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. There is another opinion which says, I personally tend to accept this opinion because it's very flexible and it suits the reality. If the imam does not give you time at all, then even if you did not recite Surah Al-Fatiha, your prayer is invalid. But behold, in the silent rak'ah or rak'ahs that follows the first two rak'ahs, you must recite Surah Al-Fatiha on your own, and Allah knows best. So if you choose the first opinion, which is the opinion of the vast majority, that is best. And if you take the second, inshallah, still your prayer is valid.
Jazakallah khair.